Again, this morning, I do believe we have enough bulletins passed around that we will not have projection for our service here this morning. Hopefully, we got enough bulletins to be passed around. We begin with our opening invocation, calling God to be with us with these words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God invites us to speak to Him. He wants to hear from us. He longs to hear our supplications and prayers. God desires that all people are saved,
and to come to the knowledge of the truth,
whether rich or poor, rulers or the destitute.
God desires to save all people.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
From this time forth and forevermore.
And we obviously hear how God wants to save all people with the message of Jonah and reaching out to the Ninevites. We also want to hear how God is for us and how He loves us, and we hear that as we confess our sins and receive God's forgiveness. Though God invites us to speak with Him in prayer, we have ignored His invitation. We may be tempted to choose complaining and worrying over conversing with God. We may be tempted to listen to ourselves and the world instead of God's Word. We turn to God's infinite mercy and ask for His forgiveness today. Take a few moments for silent reflection. We join together. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have ignored you and the gift of prayer and conversation with you. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us. Forgive us our sin. Restore us as your beloved people. God hears your confession and invites you back into holy conversation with Him. Almighty God, in His mercy, showed His love for us in this, that He gave His Son Jesus to die and rise for you, and it is for Jesus' sake that your sins are forgiven, all of them. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our opening song of praise.